We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It is a beautiful day. Hello. Welcome to a beautiful day. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to jump right into this here. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Squirrel Day. Yep, day after inauguration, National Squirrel Day. They might ruin your backyard, but they sure are cute to be friends with, squirrels.
It's also really National Hugging Day, but with COVID, I didn't think it was appropriate. So.
It's not a great year for hugging yet.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, Sarah, before you start, a texter texted in and asked if you ever got your Tom Cruise cake.
Oh, I didn't get my Tom Cruise cake. I should find out what the hell is going on with my Tom Cruise cake. I was supposed to get it on the 20th, wasn't I? Or sometime in the 20s.
Yeah, in the 20s. You did tracking number of that?
I'll find out. I'll let you know. I could have had a piece of cake for your birthday.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this cake, so I forgot about it until I read that text.
Yeah, I sort of forgot. I remembered it on my kid's birthday because I was like, oh, it would have been good if it showed up for that. And it didn't. But no, I haven't. Thank you for asking. Yeah, Tom Cruise sends out this coconut storm cake. I don't know what it's called. They call it the Tom Cruise cake because he sends it to every celebrity and every friend and everybody that he works with every single year. And they call it the Tom Cruise cake. It shows up every year. And I don't know, for $80 or whatever it was, I was like, I'm trying that. I'm going for that. Anyway, no, I don't have it yet. I do have squirrels, though, in case you were wondering. And also National Hugging Day. That's not happening. So all eyes were on D.C. yesterday. Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. Most people caught at least some of it.
Unless your power was out. Someone wrote in and said, did your daughters watch Amanda Gorman? No, because our power has been out for 3 days. But... Right. I got home yesterday and my wife was like, I'm so bummed I didn't get to see any of it. None. And hopefully we'll have power back and you can look at it on YouTube. I'm sure it's there.
How are they charging their things, like running the car and charging phones? And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how they're doing it, running the car.
God, what a pain. Mm-hmm. That's a wrinkle I didn't even anticipate with you losing your power. Like, of course, yesterday was like the big day, you know?
Yeah, it would have been good for my daughters to watch Kamala and Amanda, but you know, they'll watch it on, it's whatever. It is what it is. But that's, I'm sure it was widely watched. The ratings were probably good.
I'm sure they were. You know, and me aside, because I was like, you know what? I get it. I know what happens at these things. There were a few cool things. We talked yesterday about the humongous Bible that Biden was using. It's a family Bible that dates to the 19th century, to the 1800s. Mm. And his oath was administered by Chief Justice John Roberts. I'm just so mask-oriented that there were a few times, even as we were watching it yesterday during the show and what I watched shortly after, like people would forget they didn't have their mask on, like after singing or something. Lady Gaga's just like right in people's faces. At one point, Gaga has she's talking to Obama, who was at the inauguration, and she's kind of holding onto his arm, and you can tell he's trying to get away. And she's all, you know, and they're masked. She was masked at that point. But it's just, you know, people are even, you know, even with a mask on, you're supposed to be 6 feet apart. And there was people were just not. They were so happy. It's just hard. It's hard to. But when you're watching it, you're really cognizant of it. When you're in it, I think you sort of start to forget. After being sworn in, Biden delivered an inaugural address calling for unity and pledging to be the president for all Americans. He also said we should end this uncivil war. Do you have a quick clip for me on this? I know you've been pulling some stuff.
It was a lot, so I tried to shorten it up as much as I could.
So today, at this time, in this place, let's start afresh. All of us. Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue, rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal. We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts. So here's my message to those beyond our borders. America has been tested, and we've come out stronger for it. We will repair our alliances and engage with the world once again, not to meet yesterday's challenges, but today's and tomorrow's challenges. And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
For what it's worth, if you watch any Chris Wallace, if you watch any Fox, you've probably seen Chris Wallace. You know, he's a right guy. And he said that Biden's inauguration speech was the best he's ever heard. The joke online is that he's going to get fired because he went on and on saying this was inspirational and he loved the speech. And normally, you know, I think the talking points over there are everything on the left sucks. But it was sort of, I was like, wow, Chris Wallace. Listened carefully and liked the speech.
You're fired.
Yep. He's not going to be fired, is he? That's the joke online. Hilarious. You're fired.
Biden also had a message to the people who didn't vote for him.
Okay.
To all those who supported our campaign, I'm humbled by the faith you've placed in us. To all those who did not support us, let me say this. Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. And if you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America. The right to dissent peaceably within the guardrails of our republic is perhaps this nation's greatest strength. Yet hear me clearly. Disagreement must not lead to disunion. And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans. And I promise you, I will fight as hard for those who did not support me as for those who did.
In the surprise highlight that we've talked about already today a couple times, 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, she's the nation's first poet laureate, first youth poet laureate. She did an incredibly powerful poem. She challenged us to leave behind a country better than the one we were left with. She was the country's first National Youth Poet Laureate in 2017, and at 22, she became the youngest poet to recite at a presidential inauguration.
It's we can't play the whole thing here because it's long, but I cry easy now for some reason, but I was in tears this morning watching it, and it's just a really hopeful tone, and she's excellent.
Well,
really
let's hear
great.
We're going to hear the small clip here.
So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Oh, Really good. Yeah, her delivery is just strong, you know? It's it's really good. That is Amanda Gorman, 22 years old, the youngest poet to recite at a presidential inauguration. And it's, as you mentioned, Vinny, it's long. It's worth a few minutes of your time, for sure, if you didn't see it yesterday. It was funny because John was, like, freaking out. He's, you got to see this. You got to see this. And, you know, I mean, clearly it's incredibly moving. I don't think of poetry as being really a thing that I'm paying attention to. And but there's clearly a bunch of people out there who are doing it and doing it.
Yeah, but
well.
You like writing and you can recognize good writing. And, you know, I haven't followed a lot of spoken word poetry, but certainly Vaughn did quite bit of it on our show when he worked with us. And I actually was saying earlier, I feel like the beat and the type of delivery that Amanda's using is very similar to the way Vaughn delivered his writing.
Agreed.
And I thought I saw similarities in it, but I love it. And while we can't really, you know, play, I don't know how long it is, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever.
Six minutes,
a little long for our airwaves, but it's excellent. Yeah. Totally worth hitting play on.
Just a great message. And you know, from a great source. It's really, she's a pretty inspirational person.
And by the way, imagine you're 22 and you have to stand before the world and deliver anything.
Mm.
I mean, if my job was to get up there and go, I'd probably have blown that. Like, it's really a lot of pressure. And
it
she
is.
Was just... she was
a worldwide audience.
Calm.
Yep.
Yeah, it was excellent. Really cool to see.
Yeah, really neat. I think one of the coolest things was when Biden got to the White House, he whipped out a pen and started signing executive orders.
Did you see the stack on the desk? It's like 2 feet tall.
It's great. They have clearly put in some pre-entry to the White House work because they got right to it, which was huge. The first three, they did right in front of the reporters. He did a 100-day mask challenge, support for underserved communities, and we rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, which had to be a good moment for you, as you know, as we were just saying. The planet. If we could just quickly care about the planet, that'd be huge. It would save a little bit of the environment, a little bit. So that's where they started, and he had 100 to sign. So it was, as you said, two feet tall and probably more in boxes behind him. The tradition as presidents pass the torch is that they leave a note. In fact, I don't know if you remember this, but Obama left Trump a note, and Trump loved it. Like, he would read from it. He just thought, and you know, it... A little welcome and a little insight into the job, that kind of thing. So it wasn't clear if Donald was going to leave a note for Biden. It looks like he did. And Biden called it very generous. He said it was a private, so he wouldn't be talking about it publicly until he had discussed it with Trump and talked to him. I mean... I don't have these two even ever run into each other. It doesn't seem like that's happened. And as you know, Trump wasn't at the inauguration. Pence was, but and actually, the other living president, Carter, not at the. I think he's 95 now.
He's very old.
He physically couldn't be there, and Trump just mentally couldn't be there. The White House later said that Biden was being polite and didn't have immediate plans to call Trump. He had plenty of time to talk to him before. Biden and Harris also went to Arlington National Cemetery for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier with three former presidents, Barack Obama, George W., and Bill Clinton. And while they were there, the three presidents recorded messages of support for President Biden, and we're going to sprinkle those in throughout the rest of the show. So be listening for those. They want all Americans to work together. I, for one, am ready. Oh, 96 is how old Jimmy Carter is. They're saying that's why he wasn't there. That guy, I honestly have been amazed. Carter, of all people, who was only president for 4 years and I think it was the hostage situation, right? Right around 1980, and that was when he yep. was out. He's gone on to make a mark that I feel like has been more than you would ever ask of many presidents. He is an incredibly concerned and active citizen post being in the White House. You know, I don't know how other people feel about him, but I think he's I just have such respect for him. Biden warned new White House employees, by the way, he will not tolerate any disrespect. He said, if you're ever working with me and I hear you treating another colleague with disrespect, talking down to someone, I will fire you on the spot. So that's the tone he's taken for his presidency. And there's just a few of the standout moments. And we'll do more. And I'm sure you've got stuff coming up in the news as well. And we'll try and do some other stuff also today. What's coming up, Vin?
Well, I have a guy who won the lottery after getting dumped, which is awesome.
Oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.